Saturday morning at the Cowboy Cafe in Roswell, New Mexico, is a ritual for local retired ranchers. They sit at a round table, scarfing eggs, hash browns, and of course, steak. It's here where men like John Burson air their grievances.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is promoting meatless Mondays, where they're not going to eat any meat. And this is cattle country and dairy country, and it kind of pisses us off.
But worse than vegetarian diets is this stubborn drought, the worst in 50 years. Ray Vias is a dairy farmer.
And the drought is affecting us big time. This is a total wreck.
Take a look at July's rainfall map, and southeast New Mexico looks like a bad sunburn. It's colored in beige and red, meaning there's been little to no precipitation.
It's one of my neighbors.
Driving on State Highway 246 outside Roswell, rancher Mike Korn stares down the drought face to face. He's embarrassed to admit this is his land. It's a long stretch of arid plain, all gray and mossy, with the nutritional equivalent of cardboard. Even the hardy desert choya plant perished in this weather. When even the cacti can't survive, you know it's bad.
We need a really good soaking rain. We need one of those rains that comes in here and rains like 3 days in a row, and the water never runs off the hill.
Driving down one of those hills on the range, we run into a herd of sheep and cattle. In the absence of grass, Korn's livestock is surviving off supplemental feed. Feed prices have doubled lately, also because of the drought. It's almost to the point where Korn can no longer afford to keep his animals. If it doesn't rain in the next week, he'll have to sell them. All of them.
Do you have anything that you're attached to and don't want to get rid of it? A pet cat or a pet dog? It's a hard decision to get rid of it. I've never had to make this type of a decision. And no, that's like pulling my heart out.
Lately, the weather patterns in New Mexico have not been kind to ranchers. Dave Dubois is the state climatologist.
We've been having above normal average temperatures for a number of months now. I think this is, if you look at it in terms of the longer term with drought, the past year and 2 years have been the warmest on our records.
Statewide, the average temperature rose a little more than 3 degrees in the first half of this year.
Come on, girls.
Despite the hard times, most ranchers are unlikely to quit altogether. For Mike Korn, raising cattle is more of a lifestyle than a reliable source of income. Like many other ranchers nearby, he and his wife have city jobs that pay the bills.
Times have changed. It does not rain like it used to, that's for sure. I'm a firm believer that everything is cyclical. And that it'll come back around. It may be on a 100-year cycle, or it may be a 50-year cycle, or it may be a whatever, but I just hope I'm here when it starts coming.
One Roswell rancher put it this way: it's a wonderful way of life, but it's a hard way to make a living. Reporting from Roswell, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.